A cold and hot art trail this time on Culture File, as our correspondent Orit Gad moves between two blockbusting art shows this winter in London, one from Monet and one from Van Gogh, full of images so familiar you might just imagine they're all used up. These are Orit Gad's voice notes.
I remember art history classes in university. When you would get to Van Gogh, Picasso, Da Vinci, the professor would, with some bravado, click the button on the slide projector, yes, I'm that old, and show the sunflowers, or the artist's bedroom, the Mona Lisa, monks to scream, and there will be a buzz in the class. Will she tell us why this is so famous? What makes it so good? Or maybe the buzz was because we thought we knew better. We knew these paintings are popular, but we studied other Van Goghs and other artists. We knew to love things that aren't loved by everyone. We knew to love things that we have not always known. Years later, I look at 21 paintings I already know by Claude Monet, then 61 paintings, a few of which are new to me, by Vincent van Gogh. There are two shows dedicated to these two famous artists on view in London at the moment. They both close on the same day in late January. Van Gogh, Poets and Lovers at the National Gallery, and Monet in London, Views of the Thames at the Courtauld Gallery, have both sold out, are extremely busy, more well attended than most exhibitions I've seen in my life. I'm not surprised when I walk into the crowded exhibition halls, but I wonder, can blockbuster shows like these offer something new? If we've seen it all before, what is it all these people are looking for or looking at? Both exhibitions are incredibly small and focused. A single location, basically. Van Gogh is in Arles, Monet visiting London. There's the well-known bedroom, the yellow house where Van Gogh tried to start an artist colony, though only Paul Gauguin joined him. The view from his room in a Provençal hospital. In London, Monet painted the same three landmarks, Waterloo Bridge, Charing Cross Bridge, and the Houses of Parliament. The first two were mainly impressions done from the artist's room at the Savoy Hotel. For the Parliament building, he had to cross the river. Monet came to London on multiple visits in the early 1900s. He was charmed by the foggy city, said that on a clear day it had no beauty. He was so sensitive to the way the light conditions changed with the clouds that sometimes he would abandon a painting after 5 minutes, starting a new impression in its place. When he left London to return to France, all the paintings remained unfinished. He completed dozens of them in a studio far from London, but always planned to send the series back and show it in the city. This is the first time it happened. Van Gogh spent just 2 years in the south of France, but the region's characteristics are some of the most recognizable elements in his paintings. Bright sunshine, lavender flowers, people in traditional Provençal gowns, tall cypresses. These are the painter's last views of the world. From Arles, he would move to a hospital in nearby Saint-Rémy, where his world would shrink to a courtyard, and he would paint the hospital and its grounds until his death, aged 37, a year later. The sun, a small orange circle, shining around a bridge, brushstrokes minute and quick, meant to convey the quality of the light, oranges and pinks and blues, a foggy day, the weather its own character. I say this, and you can complete the image in your mind. The light shimmering on the water in tight, quick, pink brushstrokes. The bridge disappearing in the mist. You know I'm describing a Monet painting. I don't need to say. I could do the same with Van Gogh. Could describe thick dabbles of paint. The circular haze around stars. The yellow of the light. Or I could say one word. Sunflowers. And we'd imagine the same thing. These are things we share. The way these paintings, these styles, these ideas repeat, keep coming back. I look back at my teenage self in a dark lecture hall, looking at slides of these canvases, and I no longer want to qualify these works' stature. I know I can't see these paintings as if I've never known anything that looked like them before, the way people did in the 19th century. Of course, that's impossible. But at the National Gallery, just next to the sunflowers, is a painting of wonderful pink flowers, wilting a bit in a vase on a table with a couple of yellow books. including Émile Zola's The Joy of Living from 1884. It's not ironic. Van Gogh is not one for irony. And this is what we're offered. In the midst of struggle, that book, those flowers. And even though I could tell you it's a Van Gogh from miles away, it still fills me with a sense of wonder that the flowers could be so real, but so thick and personal. How, in Van Gogh, the weather is like a character, the light affects its traits. It would take 10 minutes to walk along the Strand from the Courtauld to the National Gallery. If tickets were available, one could see both exhibitions in a single day. I did it over 2 visits, separated by a weekend. Immersed in art history, on my morning runs, the autumn sun in the park felt familiar from paintings. I forgot how I've definitely swam in the Thames many times, how I had one of the worst meals of my life in the yellow cafe Van Gogh painted in Arles when he first arrived. The art you already know can make the days seem different. I take the 176 bus from South London to the Courtauld over Waterloo Bridge. It's sunset, and I get off at Savoy Street, just by Monet's hotel. At the Courtauld, I look at the landscape I just crossed. You can look at art like the city you live in. You think you already know it, and then find something else there. What is left to say about things we've already seen? Perhaps nothing. Perhaps it's about coming to them afresh and meeting them again. Perhaps that's the lesson against feeling that things are always the same. The weather, the multiple versions when a painting seems to slip away as the sun does. The lesson of art is the lesson of Monet coming home with over 100 incomplete canvases and sitting down to finish each and every one of them with the knowledge that you can see the same thing over and over again from practically the same angle and see it anew, even just 5 minutes later.
Orrit Gat there on some foggy days in London town with Monet at the Courtauld Institute and Van Gogh at the National Gallery.